things that go on behind the scenes of a live show. I have a computer screen in front of me, and it tells me who's up, where they're calling from, and their question. Prior to the break, I said, Rach will get right to you on the question you've asked, and that caused Zach to hang up.
Z-A-C-H, not R-A-C-H.
And Zach wanted,
it's a little tiny font.
It's getting smaller every week, it seems like. So Zach said, okay, if they're going to ignore me, I'll just go away. Zach, if you're still listening, your question on painting a porcelain tub. It isn't something we generally recommend if you're trying to buy a very short-term solution to the problem. You could give it a try. But I'll tell you, generally speaking, if you'll take a look at what the rebath companies can do, both in Phoenix and Tucson area, as far as lining that tub with a lifetime guaranteed acrylic liner, I would tell you probably long term are going to be a lot happier with that, Zach. Sorry, I called you Rach.
I'm sure he'll forgive this.
C-H as opposed to R-A-C-H.
All right. Next hour, we're going to be talking about home fitness, home gyms, building your own little private workout area.
We have the Coyote tickets to give away.
As part of that theme, our giveaway today are the Coyotes tickets on the KTAR seats. I believe there's a 12th row that's pretty close to the glass. And if you would like to a chance to win those, just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the Facebook icon. It'll bring you to the fan page. Click message. Send us your before and after weight loss pictures. Everyone that enters will draw at the end of the program and send you to the Cardinals game against the Montreal...
Calgary Flames.
Calgary. That was one of those Canada names.
And the biggest loser, we'd like to know, you're on Boy Scouts honor. We'd like to know you lost this in a home gym.
Oh.
Okay, since the topic's home gyms, we don't know home. And we've got quite a few entries here. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive that what's come in so far. So very, very good.
So that'll continue through the broadcast, and we will have our winner at the end, and you'll be going. The date on that is?
January 15th.
All right, sounds good. In the meantime, we'll bring Gary into the conversation. Welcome, sir. How may we help you?
Hello, talk to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, I got a question about the heat pumps again. Yeah, you've had a lot of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I was looking out my back window just a little while ago, and I noticed a shadow of some what looked like smoke coming off of the top of my roof. And I went out and looked, and there was white. I thought it was smoke at first coming off of my my heat pump, and it didn't smell like smoke at all. I think it was steam.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, what would cause that? Is there water on the coils?
Yeah, that's just the high moisture point we have right now, and that heat pump is out there trying to find any heat that it can, and the condensing point that it's creating, and the moisture that's on the coils, and all of that. That's going to visibly go away here in probably about the next half hour.
Well, it went away after about 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, you're fine, Gary.
Okay.
No worries, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you investing your trust here at the team at Rosie on the House. It's what we do every single Saturday morning from 8 to 11.
Got to like those calls where...
Nothing to worry about.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy your Saturday morning.
You know,
kick back, relax.
New Year's always revolves around resolutions, right?
Not for a lot of people. My point is...
What's your point?
If... You know you've got to change something. Uh-huh. Why are you waiting to the new year? If you're using the new year as a reason to put off that resolution, you're not going to hold that resolution anyway.
Well, there's a point. All right, resolutions just for 1947, according to Gallup poll.
Okay.
Number one resolution was improve my disposition.
My disposition. Yeah.
My whole, could be more understanding, control my temper. There were apparently a lot of angry people walking around 1947.
World War II veterans.
Yeah, World War
they
II
were
veterans.
A little deeper than
they
us,
were all.
I think.
They were all coming home. Number two, in 1947. What would you say?
I would say it probably wasn't the veterans. It was all the women working in the factories.
Maybe so.
Who
lost their jobs.
When the guys came back.
Number two in 1947 was improve my character, live a better life. Number three in 1947 was stop smoking. Number four, save more money. Number five, stop drinking. Six, be more religious. You got to stop drinking before you be more religious. So the order there, the chronological order there is correct. Number seven was be more efficient. Number eight, take better care of my health. Nine, take greater part in home life. And 10 was lose weight. Now, you fast forward that to 2014. Number one resolution in 2014, lose weight. Nothing.
Now,
none of this stinking get religious and improve my disposition.
I would have to say if you did 1 through 9 on that list, 10 would just happen naturally.
It probably would. But it's lose weight and get organized. So those are the two number one resolutions for Americans in 2014. So we're going to get together and talk about that in this next hour. What can we do in, out, and about and around our home? Let's just say to lose that targeted 5 to 10 pounds of holiday happy weight.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.